Hey everyone, and welcome back to Disconnected. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, here to dish out some real talk about mental health, especially for those of us navigating this crazy world of remote work. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, journaling for emotional expression. Ever feel like your emotions are running wild and you just need a safe space to let them out? Journaling can be that outlet, that trusted confidant who never judges and always offers a listening ear. Now, before you picture some dusty old notebook with fancy cursive scribbles, hear me out. Journaling isn't about being a poet or even having perfect grammar. It's about getting those thoughts and feelings down on paper, no matter how messy they seem. Think of it like venting to your best friend, but on paper, and without the risk of accidentally spilling tea you shouldn't. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll have you ditching the emotional roller coaster and hopping onto the express train to clarity. First up, journaling is a powerful way to understand yourself better. Ever notice how certain triggers set off a chain reaction of emotions? By writing down your thoughts and feelings, you start noticing patterns and connections you might have missed before. It's like detective work for your own mind. You'll start to see what makes you tick, what stresses you out, and what brings you joy. Second, journaling helps process difficult emotions. Life throws curveballs, right? Sometimes, those tough feelings can feel overwhelming, like a pressure cooker about to explode. Journaling gives you a space to safely vent, cry it out, or even just acknowledge those uncomfortable emotions without judgment. Think of it as emotional CPR, getting those feelings back into balance. Third, journaling can be a powerful tool for problem solving. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop, overthinking the same issue? Getting your thoughts out on paper can help you see things from a different perspective, unlock creative solutions, and make clearer decisions. It's like brainstorming with your inner genius. Fourth, journaling promotes self-compassion. You know that little voice inside that sometimes whispers harsh criticisms? Journaling gives you the chance to talk back to that inner critic and offer yourself kindness and understanding. Remember, we all mess up sometimes, and it's okay to be kind to ourselves. And finally, journaling is a great way to track your progress and celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Looking back at your entries can remind you how far you've come, boost your confidence, and motivate you to keep going. It's like having a personal cheerleader cheering you on every step of the way. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a freelance graphic designer who's been feeling overwhelmed lately. Deadlines are looming, clients are demanding, and she's constantly comparing herself to other successful designers online. Sarah starts journaling every evening for just 15 minutes. She writes down her anxieties, her frustrations, and even her tiny triumphs. As she pours out her thoughts and feelings onto paper, Sarah starts noticing patterns. Certain tasks trigger her anxiety, and comparing herself to others fuels negative self-talk. Armed with this newfound awareness, Sarah makes changes. She breaks down large projects into smaller, manageable steps, sets boundaries with demanding clients, and focuses on celebrating her own unique strengths. Sarah's journaling becomes a powerful tool for self-discovery, emotional regulation, and ultimately, finding peace amidst the chaos of her freelance life. So, are you ready to unlock the power of journaling? Remember, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Just find what works best for you, whether it's free writing, bullet journaling, or even doodling your emotions. The key is to make it a consistent practice. Just 10 to 15 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. And remember, you are stronger than you think. Now, I want to hear from you. Head over to our social media channels and tell me about your journaling experiences. Have you tried it before? What are your biggest takeaways? Let's keep the conversation going. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with tips and tricks for thriving as a remote worker. Until then, take care of yourselves, stay connected, and remember to unplug and recharge whenever you need to. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.